Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated amid mounting concerns that the Federal Reserve's aggressive monetary policy will tip the economy into a recession. Dow fell 107 points or 0.4%. Salesforce was a bright spot, however, up 1.7%. That was after the company hosted an investor day and reiterated its fiscal 2023 outlook. Boeing Co. edged higher in extended trading after a 3.2% decline in the regular session. That was after the Wall Street Journal reported that the aerospace and defence company was seen poised to settle a US Securities and Exchange investigation into its 737 MAX jet crashes a few years back. Broader S&P 500 down 0.8%. Consumer discretionary sector down 2.2%, leading 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Healthcare and communication services, the only primary sectors to advance. NASDAQ down 1.4% overnight. Small cap Russell 2000 index down 2.3%. Fed raised its target interest rate by 75 basis points for a third consecutive time to 3 to 3.25% on Thursday, signaled more large increases to come. In new projections, forecasting its policy rate rising to 4.4% by the end of this year, before topping out at 4.6% in 2023 to battle continued strong inflation. Fed's accompanying monetary policy statement noted that the committee is strongly committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target range will be appropriate, essentially repeating language we saw in the July statement. Rate cuts are not foreseen until 2024. US central banks updated quarterly economic projections forecast the economy slowing to a crawl in 2022, year-end growth of 0.2%, rising to 1.2% in 2023, well below the economy's potential and the outsized 5.7% gain recorded in 2021. Unemployment rate projected to rise to 3.8% this year and 4.4% in 2023. Inflation's seen slowly returning to the Fed's 2% target in 2025. Fed Chair Jerome Powell conducting a press conference, reiterating policymakers are strong in their resolve to bring inflation down to 2%, adding there is no way to get inflation down in a painless manner and a period of much lower growth is very likely in store. Federal Reserve's next monetary policy meeting is now not until the 1st and 2nd of November. On the US corporate earnings front, Costco Wholesale Corp down in the extended session. That was despite the retailer reporting fourth quarter earnings per share and revenue that exceeded consensus analyst forecasts. Earlier in the session, FedEx Corp up 0.8% after the logistics company announced it would raise shipping rates for air and ground services and detailed its cost-cutting efforts. That announcement, of course, came after last week, the company withdrawing its full-year outlook, raising deeper anxieties about the company and, for that matter, the economy. On the US economic data front, Conference Board's leading economic index fell for a sixth month in a row in August, down 0.3%. That was larger than the 0.1% decline forecast by economists. Wasn't all doom and gloom. The measure of current economic conditions and the lagging index actually advanced. Technology and travel and leisure sectors led European bourses lower, leaving the Pan-European Stock 600 index nursing a 1.8% decline. Investors also digesting a string of central bank rate hikes. Germany's DAX down 1.8%, France's CAC down 1.9%. In broader stock moves, Credit Suisse was weaker following a report in the Financial Times that the lender has drawn up plans to split its investment bank in three as the company attempts to merge from 3 years of relentless scandals. Also, a day earlier, Fortnum rallied 11.3% after the German government confirmed it was buying the Finnish energy company's controlling stake in Uniper as it moves to nationalise the energy utility. London's FTSE dropped 1.1% overnight, investors pondering the Bank of England's latest interest rate hike and economic projections. In terms of company moves, JD Sports Fashion dropping 8.4%. UK's biggest sportswear retailer struck a cautious tone amid concerns about inflation pushing up costs and as strikes at ports add to supply chain challenges. Major miners did prevent steeper losses. Rio Tinto up 2.3% overnight. Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee voted 5-4 to raise key interest rates by 50 basis points to 2.25% as widely expected. Said it would continue to respond forcefully as necessary to inflation, despite the economy entering recession. BOE estimates Britain's economy will shrink 0.1% in the third quarter, partly citing the extra public holiday for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. That, combined with the fall we saw in the second quarter, meets the definition of a technical recession. UK government, in other news, lifted its ban on fracking overnight, citing the need to increase domestic energy supplies following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Separately, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss confirming that business energy bills would be discounted for 6 months in response to surging wholesale energy prices. In terms of economic data, attention now turns to a mini budget from the UK Chancellor tonight, which is likely to see some further tax cuts and other measures. Base metals mixed after recording across the board declines a day earlier. Copper dip 0.1% to be trading just shy of $3.49 a pound. Nickel losing 2.5%. However, aluminium rose 0.9% and zinc up 0.6%. Goldman Sachs cutting its 2023 economic growth forecast for China sharply, predicting Beijing will stick to its stringent COVID zero policies through at least the first quarter of next year. Benchmark spot iron ore rising $2.35 to $98.75 a metric tonne. That was after it slipped 25 cents on Wednesday. Gold futures settled high for a second straight session, up $5.40 or 0.3% to $1,681.10 an ounce. Obviously, those escalating tensions between Russia and the Ukraine, which saw Putin mobilise about 300,000 extra troops, underpinning some safe haven buying. Oil prices rebounded from two-week lows overnight. WTI up 55 cents to $83.49 a barrel. Brent up 63 cents to $90.46 a barrel. Treasury yields climbed across the curve to their highest levels in more than a decade following the Fed's latest monetary policy pronouncements earlier in the week. 10-year Treasury yields are spiking 19.4 basis points to 3.7%. That's our highest yield settlement since the 10th of February 2011. At the shorter end, 2-year note yield jumped 13 basis points to 4.12%, highest level since October 2007. Markets pricing in a 70% probability Fed will raise interest rates by a further 75 basis points in November. About 90 cents central banks have raised interest rates this year in the broadest tightening of monetary policy we've seen in about 15 years. In the past week alone, we've seen Sweden's Riksbank, Switzerland's National Bank, Philippines, Taiwan, Bank Indonesia, Norway, Bank of England and the Federal Reserve all lifting interest rates. And the Aussie dollar is buying about 66.4 US cents. Bank of Japan yesterday bucked the trend, leaving their key interest rates unchanged, but they did intervene in the currency markets for the first time since 1998 to support the yen. Economic data ahead today centres on the S&P Global Manufacturing and Services PMIs in Australia for September.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.